Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks.
Thanks, Rachel, and I want to introduce you to my good friend Jeff Adams, and thank you, Jeff, for joining us on this weekday podcast.
One of my favorite movies growing up was Young Guns 2 with Emilio Estevez playing Billy the Kid. To be transparent, I think I liked it more for the Bon Jovi soundtrack than I did for the movie itself. A memorable scene in that movie is when Pat Garrett, the former Billy the Kid gang member now turned sheriff, points a gun at the kid and says, "William H. Bonney, you are not a god." The kid stares him in the eyes and fearlessly responds, "Well, why don't you pull the trigger and find out?" I think oftentimes we have a Billy the Kid mentality, where we mistakenly believe we are some sort of God. We form an opinion on a matter, many times with a very limited perspective and insight into that matter. We then take sides on a political or societal issue based on that opinion. If you're a Christian or a religious person, you may then try to find scripture that supports your position. This can be a very dangerous place to be, because in doing so, we can mislead our hearts. Then, without even realizing it, we can find ourselves serving the God of our dreams rather than the true God of the universe. I know I am often guilty of this. In 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul tells Timothy, and I believe to us as well, to do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Paul is saying that one of the characteristics of a worker approved by God is he or she correctly handles his word. God placed an enormous responsibility on us, and we have a responsibility to handle his word carefully. Think about it this way. In the Old Testament, we find where God sent prophets into the world to proclaim who he is. They foretold of the coming of Jesus the Messiah. In the New Testament, we see where Jesus came to this world as God in the form of man. He did this to fulfill what was told by the prophets, to point people to following him rather than serving religion, to declare the coming day of the Lord, and to die once for the sins of the entire world. He then sent his Holy Spirit into the world to live in the hearts of every Christian. In John 14, Jesus says, "The Holy Spirit will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." And that's where we find ourselves today, with the Holy Spirit living inside every believer, with one of its primary objectives being to teach us all things and to remind us of God's truth. The Bible also foretells us something to come in Revelation when it says one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Our world can at times seem a long way away from or very close to that happening. But on that day, when Jesus splits the eastern sky with the armies of the living God riding behind him, all of us defenseless humans are going to get on the same page very quickly. But sadly, it's going to be too late for those that didn't accept the truth prior to that day. They will be on their knees in surrender, not in worship. So what's the enormous responsibility God has placed on our shoulders? To proclaim the truth accurately and unashamedly. To be ambassadors for Christ and not for ourselves. We live in a world that is in desperate need of God. Our opinions, our political party, our ideas of comfort is not what the world needs. They need Jesus. And this Jesus is found in the Bible. It's our responsibility to know God's word, to meditate on it, to teach it, and to ensure it is being handled accurately. It's not here to support our unimportant opinion. It's here to point people to the true healer and protector of their lives so they can come to God before it's too late.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.